This interview is part of our physical medicine and rehabilitation career path series. We'll be speaking to different physical medicine and rehabilitation practitioners, also called physiatrists, about their career experiences. The American Academy of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation is presenting this series to provide insight into the variety of practice types available in this field. Dr. Krebs graduated from Miami of Ohio University. She then attended University of Virginia Medical School. She then performed her residency at UVA. Next year, she'll be doing a sports medicine fellowship at the University of Utah. She is presently a fourth-year physical medicine and rehabilitation resident.
So tell me, why did you pick this field?
That's a good question. Personally, I always knew I wanted to go into sports medicine, and I know that there are different avenues people can take. You can go through internal medicine, emergency medicine, pediatrics, all different ways to go about it. For me, I thought it was important to enjoy the non-sports medicine aspects of my field. So I really enjoy neurology and anatomy, and I thought that PM&R was a good way to do sports medicine while also enjoying the other sides, such as TBI and stroke and all those other aspects.
How did you know about the field?
I didn't know about it till second year of med school. We had an interest group meeting that was led by a third year med student, and I went to that and kind of fell in love with the field.
Did you do any rotations as a medical student in physical medicine rehabilitation?
I did. Our fourth year, we have a lot of electives. We didn't have any as third year, so I had to make the decision after only doing one elective in PM&R, but I did an outpatient sports medicine elective. I did an EMG elective. And I also did an away elective as well.
So where are you doing your residency right now?
I'm at the University of Virginia.
What were you looking for when you looked at different programs?
I think knowing that I was going to go an outpatient, I wanted to go to a place that's strong in outpatient. Every program has their pros and cons to it, and I thought University of Virginia was very strong in outpatient. I also liked the area, thought it was going to be a good lifestyle. Everyone's very active, and it worked out well for me since I have a lot of friends that have similar interests as I do.
So what year are you now?
I'm a fourth year.
So you're about to finish then, huh?
Yes.
What are you doing next year? Getting a job? Doing a fellowship?
I just got a fellowship at the University of Utah, doing sports medicine there.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And why did you pick that for a fellowship?
So I looked at a couple other ones, and luckily Utah was my top choice, and I was lucky enough to get it. My favorite things about it was that they really do concentrate on sports medicine and not as much on spine as some of the other fellowships do. Also, you get to do some EMGs. You get to cover a ski clinic, so you are at the base of the mountain, and you just anyone who dislocates their shoulder or hurts their knee comes straight to you.
I've heard about that fellowship, actually. I understand that they even treat basic fractures. Is that true?
That's very true. He said that they're not looking for someone who's squeamish because we will reset the fractures, and if they need to be seen by someone else in the ER, they will, but, you know, the best time to reset it is early on before all the muscle tone is set in and all the pain is kicked in. So, that yeah, they do expect us to reset fractures and all that.
I guess, does that make you feel as if you've come full circle? Because it sounds like at first you were interested in sports, and now you'll be doing this exciting fellowship.
Yeah, I think that was one of the best parts about getting this fellowship is feeling like all my hard work starting in high school, being an athletic trainer in high school, rotating with orthopedic surgeons, even then when I was 16, 17, and just everything I had done up through college and medical school, including research in sports medicine, had all kind of led up to me getting a fellowship that's going to get me into the career path I wanted.
So what type of job do you see doing after fellowship?
I see myself doing sports and EMGs. I really enjoy just the acute musculoskeletal injuries, and I don't mind chronic injuries either, but a lot of times I like to know kind of when it started, and if the pain's still going on, that's fine with me. As far as EMGs go, I just love anatomy, and so I think that's a good way to keep your anatomy skills sharp and get to do some fun procedures.
Definitely. Are you pleased about your decision as far as physical medicine rehabilitation?
Yeah, there's no other field that I could have been this happy in for sure. I think I could have done other things, including orthopedics or neurology, and I could have done well in them, but I still don't think I would have been as happy doing them as I am in my field.
I know as a fourth-year resident, even though you're doing a fellowship, you probably looked at some jobs too or had some friends or going into jobs. What have you heard about the job market?
Yeah, it looks like people seem to be doing very well finding jobs. I know within the past couple of years, we've had residents who knew where they wanted to go, and even places that weren't offering jobs, they would just send a letter saying, this is my name, I can do this, this, and this, you know, to either an orthopedic private practice or a PM&R private practice, and a lot of them found jobs pretty easily.
What are your favorite, or who are your favorite types of patients, or do you remember any specific cases that interest you?
Interestingly enough, despite my outpatient love, I also obviously did inpatient as part of our required rotations, and I think some of the patients on inpatient are the ones that you really get to know better because you see them every single morning. And so I did have a brain injury patient who was 21, I believe, car accident, and came into our hospital as a Rancho 4, which is a very kind of aggressive and disoriented kind of level. And being an early resident, I wasn't quite sure why he was there and what we were going to do for him. It was just one of those frustrating admissions. And then to get to see him over the course of, you know, a month and a half, really emerge from that state. And now I see him when he has his outpatient visits, and he's doing great, and he's learning how to walk again, and all those things that you kind of never could have envisioned when you saw them as bad as they were. So I think that was one of my most memorable patients.
Do you think you might be doing inpatient rehab in the future, or are you going to stick to outpatient?
I will stick to outpatient, I would think. I know my fellowship, we cover a little inpatient on weekends, and I think my main practice would be outpatient, but I'm not totally against either doing some consults or maybe just covering some inpatient if someone's on vacation.
I think it's a good skill set to maintain for the future. Who are some mentors that you had that have helped you along in your career?
Yeah, there are a couple of mentors. Since I went to medical school and residency at University of Virginia, that's where my mentors would be located.
Obviously.
One is Mary Bryant, who is our program director, and so she's very interested in getting the med students involved and teaching them about PM&R. So I met her very early on, and she's just one of the nicest people in the world, would give you the shirt off her back kind of thing, and she's definitely just always answered any questions I had and opened conversations about when I was trying to decide where to go for residency and all that. And then as far as professional mentor, Dr. Wilder, Robert Wilder, is one of the attendings at UVA who does a lot of the outpatient sports medicine, which is kind of a similar clinic setting that I could see myself in. And he's done a very good job of kind of telling me how to cultivate my knowledge between patient interactions and also what textbooks to read, what journal articles to read, and so he's helped me a lot with that.
What advice would you give to medical students who might be interested in physiatry?
Yeah, I think the best thing you can do is hopefully you're very interested in whatever aspect of physiatry that, you know, piques your interest, whether it's inpatient, outpatient, whatever it is.
And there's many different aspects too.
Exactly.
That's one of the challenges, is finding out what we all can do.
Yeah, and so, you know, wherever your love is, I think that people who are looking at you, you know, when you're applying for residency and all that, just want to see that you care about what you do, you care about the patients. You know, something like research is always nice, but you should do research in things you enjoy so that it doesn't seem like a chore to you, which I've always done sports medicine research and enjoyed that. And, you know, work hard on your clerkships. I think one of the most important things people would tell me in medical school is even though you're on internal medicine or you're on, you know, surgery, you should do a good job at that because it just teaches you to be a good physician in any, you know, setting. I think that's good. And I think also when people see evaluations and letters of recommendation from people outside your field, they realize that you're not just trying when you're with doctors that you know you'll work with,
right,
and that you don't try when you're around other people, because clearly that's not something they would look for.
So what do you tell your family when they ask, what kind of doctor are you going to be?
Yeah, that's a good question. No one in my family's in medicine, so usually I say I'm either a sports medicine doctor or a musculoskeletal doctor is the easy way to say it, or non-operative musculoskeletal, something like that. But then they ask, well, you've done stroke and brain injury. You told us about that. So then I kind of have to get into a little longer conversation about what I do.
You have to explain, of course, the field of physical medicine rehabilitation.
Exactly. It's a very diverse field, but it's also fun to talk about because I think people who haven't heard of it before are sort of taken aback at all the different things we can do.
So where do you see yourself practicing then? What part of the country?
I have no idea. My family's in Ohio, and I'd love to be near them, but I, you know, the area of Virginia is very nice, but out west is also a possibility, so kind of wherever the wind takes me.
I suppose this field kind of gives you that opportunity to pick different areas of the country.
Yeah, you know, I do like academics, and so once it comes to finding a job, if there's an academic position available for me that's in a setting that I like, I would definitely take that. But if not, you know, there's always plenty of other options to explore, so.
What's the appeal toward academics?
I've always been interested in teaching. My mom and sister are both teachers, and that's the culture I grew up in, is kind of helping out others. And aside from just being able to treat patients, I think when you teach one medical student something and they treat 1,000 patients, then really you're having a greater impact than you just treating one patient. So I like teaching. I like teaching medical students and residents. Makes me feel like I'm doing something and I've learned something over time that I can share with other people.
Any more comments you'd like to add?
No, but I think it's a great field, and I think if you find someone in the field, you know, somewhere near where you live, and just kind of talk to them about it and hear what they have to say, I think anyone could be convinced to go into this field.
I think so, too, and there are mentors available, I know, through AAP Menar website, resident mentors for medical students. So I think finding someone and following them, perhaps, and discussing with them is an excellent idea. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to this podcast presented by the American Academy of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation. For more information, visit our website at www.aapmr.org.